This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The owners of a Northwest Alaska mine will pay an $8 million fine rather than build a pipeline that would have moved treated wastewater past a village and into the Chukchi Sea. The decision stems from a 2008 settlement for alleged violations of the Federal Clean Water Act, which required mine operator Teck Resources to build the pipeline or pay a fine. Red Dog Mine spokesman Wayne Hall tells the Anchorage Daily News the company explored multiple options but determined none were feasible, and he says the projected cost was $216 million. Two Tanana City officials will spend time behind bars after pleading guilty to misusing a surplus property program for personal gain. City Manager Alfred Bear Ketzler Jr. was sentenced to 16 months for selling unneeded government property for his own gain. Alfred Fabian, the city expediter, was sentenced to 6 months for putting title to a surplus property vehicle in his own name. The Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development says government job losses are the main reason for a drop in job growth in Alaska in 2013 compared to the two previous years. Federal budget cuts led to 917 fewer federal civilian jobs in Alaska at agencies such as the Department of Defense, FAA, and National Park Service. Local government cuts, including those at the Anchorage School District, led to 624 fewer jobs. State government jobs were up slightly with the opening of the Goose Creek Correctional Center in the Mat-Su Borough, which will have an estimated 345 jobs when it's fully operational in September. The average monthly number of jobs in Alaska grew 0.4% in 2013, compared to 1.6% growth in 2011 and 2012. Private sector job growth held steady at 1.1%. A week ago, the Ketchikan-Gateway Borough Assembly voted to cut its share of funding for the city-owned Ketchikan Public Library. The cut takes away about 30% of the library's funding. The decision follows the borough's elimination of some property taxes that typically brought in more than $400,000 per year. About half of the shortfall will come out of the city of Ketchikan's budget. That's a song written in honor of a gift. Wells Fargo donated 143 acres of land next to the village of Eklutna, about 25 miles northwest of Anchorage, to the Conservation Fund for permanent preservation. The land is a sacred place to the local Dena'ina Athabascan people who scatter the ashes of loved ones there. It's also used for hunting, fishing, and berry picking. Eklutna Tribal Council President Lee Steffen says conserving the land will increase the well-being of villagers.
This is for your benefit. This is for your prosperity.
Although the Dena'ina have lived here for thousands of years, undisturbed remains from their life in earlier days are scarce in the Anchorage area, so it's also significant that remains of semi-subterranean homes and storage caches have been identified on the land. And the name of the village of Eklutna is based on Dena'ina Athabascan words that mean river that flows by two hills, referring to a unique granite formation on the land. Curtis McQueen, CEO of the Eklutna Village Corporation, says the gift also reflects two of the goals of the corporation.
We are very excited because as Anchorage has grown and the Mat-Su has grown, we have tried to preserve as much cultural lands as possible while also providing as much inventory to the cities to grow.
Wells Fargo announced the gift at the Native Village of Eklutna's powwow that's held every 2 years. Hundreds of people turned out for it this year, including many from the Lower 48, who were in Anchorage for the National Congress of American Indians mid-year conference, which starts today and continues through Wednesday at the Dena'ina Center in Anchorage. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.